A good Nerv Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy Tavshanayin Ches. This week's Parsha podcast is dedicated to Ili Nishmas Haisha Mirim Basr Shlema HaKayin. Shehocha Lo Ilama, it should be a schus for her neshama. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the Makkah of Cheshech. We all know that the Makkah of Cheshech was a terrible Makkah. We also know Rashi brings in Perigud Pasuk Chav Beis that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Cheshech? Not only to punish the Mitzrayim, but also to punish Yisrael, to punish the Jews in that door who were Rishayim and did not want to leave Mitzrayim, Rachman al-Itzlan. And they died in those 3 days. And why did they die in the 3 days of Cheshech? In order that the Mitzrayim should not see when they would have a downfall and that they were being punished just like the Mitzrayim. The Rush tells us, and it's a question that everybody has, that we know that Dasan and Avira made it through and they were able to go to the Midbar. They did not die during the plague of Cheshech. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the weaker members of Klal Yisrael during this plague, why did Dasan and Aviram not die? The Rush says a tremendous answer. Even though they were Rishayim, even though they were wicked, they did not despair from the Geula. This answer is truly astonishing. Leaving Mitzrayim had nothing to do with a person's averus or his chusim, his merits or his sins, but on one factor. It relied on the fact that a person had faith in the Geula. At that time, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Klal Yisrael is that they should believe that he would take them out and have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he would do what he promised that he would do. Those who believed were able to live. Those who did not believe, they did not experience the Geula. The Zohar tells us in Truma that when Bnei Yisrael found themselves trapped against the Yamsuf, the angel of Mitzrayim came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said that Klal Yisrael was undeserving of being saved. We know, we say this in the Haggadah, that Halalu Evdei Ved Zara, but Halalu Evdei Ved Zara. That the Malach pointed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when Klal Yisrael came to the Yamsuf, they were just like the Egyptians. They were guilty of idolatry. There was no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to drown the Egyptians and save the Bnei Yisrael. We see from this Zohar HaKadosh that among those Jews who left Mitzrayim were sinners who had committed some of the most grievous averus. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let these sinners come through and not make them perish during the plague of Cheshech when he killed the most wicked members of Klal Yisrael? And the answer is that these Ivrei Avera, just like Dasan and Aviram, they did not despair from the Geula. They were worthy of living the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In truth, the Rush doesn't say that Dasan and Aviram actually believed in the redemption. The Rush's Lashon is, L'nesiyayishum in Geula, they did not despair. If one analyzes these words, these four words of the Rush, that they did not despair from the Geula, we see that this is the lowest faith of Emunah. The level at which one does not actually believe, but the level that one has not totally despaired. It is not somebody who actually lives with the prospects of Geula, somebody who is excited about Geula, someone who it's real to, but someone who begrudgingly allows the possibility of Geula. Even this low level of Geula was enough for Dasan and Aviram to earn redemption, despite all the evil of which they were guilty, and it was many. Not only did Dasan and Aviram earn the right to leave Mitzrayim, but Chazal teach us that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was able to bring up the neshamas of these evil people. As the Pasuk tells us, Atem nitzav mayem kochem Pasuk in Devarim, Perikhav tes, Pasuk tes. And the Gemara in Nedarim tells us that whenever we see the word Nitzav, standing, Nun, Tzadik, Beis, that's a reference to Dasan and Aviram. And the Sfarim tells us that Atem Nitzav HaYom Kulchem, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to elevate and be able to bring up Dasan and Aviram. So not only by despairing from the Geula, not despairing from the Geula, were they saved for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they had a tikkun for their neshamas as a result of waiting for the Geula. The exile of Mitzrayim Chazal tell us, is the root of all galusim. Just like Dasan and Aviram earn redemption through faith, so Mitz Hashem, even the Rishayim of Klal Yisrael, will earn redemption from our current exile. The Pasuk tells us, Amicha, Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Nefloitz, just like the redemption from Mitzrayim depended on Emuna, so our redemption too will depend on belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zeicha to reach these madrigas of emuna that are greater than Dasan and Aviram. And we should be able to be zeicha to experience the geula b'mehirah v'yameinu.